From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is vowing to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a crushing defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60-40%. Mr. Renzi said he lost and the result came in loud and clear. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be heading for yet another election next year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. Meanwhile, Austrian voters elected former Greens Party and independent candidate Alexander Van den Bellen as president over Freedom Party hopeful Norbert Hofer in an outcome seen as a test of the strength of populism in the European Union.
I think it is not an exaggeration if I say that today we see a red, white, red, you know, the flag of Austria, a red, white, red signal of hope and change, a red, white, red signal today goes from Austria to all the capitals of the European Union.
Hofer had campaigned on an anti-establishment, anti-immigrant, anti-European Union platform. Gambia's defeated President Yahya Jammeh will, according to his communications minister, hand power over to President-elect Adam Barrow in January after accepting his surprise loss in Friday's election. Mr. Jammeh has ruled the West African country for more than 20 years and stands accused of rights abuses. In an interview with the Associated Press, Mr. Barrow said a new Gambia has been born. The former businessman and now real estate mogul plans to reverse Mr. Jammeh's decisions to pull out of the Commonwealth of Nations, of former British colonies, and the International Criminal Court. This is VOA News. Chinese state media is playing down the phone call made Friday between President-elect Donald Trump and Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. The China Daily chalked it up to inexperience on the part of Mr. Trump and his transition team. It warned, however, overstepping the One China principle will destroy bilateral ties. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Sunday on U.S. television sought to downplay the matter as nothing more than a courtesy call, one of dozens made by world leaders.
I think the conversation that happened this week with the president of Taiwan was a courtesy call. Mm-hmm. She reached out to the president-elect, and he took the call from the democratically elected leader of Taiwan. And it's one of more than 50 telephone calls that the president-elect has taken from and made to world leaders.
China considers Taiwan a renegade province and part of its territory. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key has suddenly resigned his post after 8 years, citing family concerns.
Throughout these years, I've given everything I could to this job, the job that I cherish and the country that I love. All of this has come at quite some sacrifice for the people who are dearest to me, my family.
His centre-right National Party will meet December 12 to decide on a new party leader and prime minister. Venezuela will introduce higher-denominated bills and coins this month as it grapples with triple-digit inflation. The Venezuelan currency, the Bolivar, has lost more than 60% of its value against the dollar since early November. The death toll from the blaze that gutted an Oakland, California warehouse reached 33 Sunday and could climb higher as investigators search the building where an electronic dance party turned into inferno. Sergeant Ray Kelly of the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said many of the victims were young.
We have now started to recover and identify victims who are minors. We do have some children in the ages of 17 years old, possibly younger, not sure. But we were asked this question yesterday. We had no idea. We believe that a lot of our victims were in their 20s to 30s. And it is very unfortunate that we have to tell you that we have 17-year-old victims.
Fire ripped through the cluttered warehouse known as the Ghost Ship late Friday. A prisoner from Yemen at the U.S. Military Detention Center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has been released and transferred to the West African nation of Cape Verde. U.S. defense officials announced the transfer of Shaki Awad Balzuher Sunday. That lowers the number of detainees at Guantanamo Bay to 59. The Philippine vice president said she'll resign her cabinet post of housing secretary, citing major policy differences with President Rodrigo Duterte. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Sunday rejected a permit for a pipeline project to run through North Dakota, threatening both a water source and cultural sites of Native Americans.
That's the latest world news from VOA.